Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
That was horrible. But then the ad-lib, it was the ad-lib for me, like the skirt, get out, yeah. That part. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast. You know what it is, DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, music lover, music appreciator, cultural savant, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It's Thursday, aka the pregame to Friday. We almost made it to the weekend. Couple of things to get to. Okay, so we thought it was over for love a few episodes ago when JT and Lil Uzi broke up, right?
Right.
Well, it might be back. Love might be on and popping again, okay? Quavo and Saweetie are allegedly getting back together. Also, Megan Thee Stallion was having a little bit of trouble with her label, but it looks like things got sorted out. Kanye West is releasing new things surrounding Donda. Still not releasing the album, though, I'm just saying. We got new music from Lil Tecca on the way. Plus, Future is doing a benefit concert for Haiti. So let's get down to it. All right, let's kick it off with some love. Love is in the air right now. Fans are, you know, kind of going crazy on social media because allegedly Quavo and Saweetie are kind of spending some time together again. They may be on the track to getting back together.
Yeah, so I think we've touched on this probably when it was going on, but if you don't remember the whole Saweetie and Quavo debacle, basically they were together for 3 years. She tweeted that she was single. Quavo said, he said something petty. He was like, you're not the woman I thought you were, or something like that.
Right. Trying to get under her skin.
Right. And then the whole video with the elevator incident happened where they were like arguing over luggage and things like that. Repoing the Bentley. Like, Asia, it's been a lot during this breakup for the past couple of months.
Having my way, now this shit like a business. Load up the bass, now I feel like I ripped it. She had it her way, now she out of a Bentley. Get out.
I don't see how you come back from a relationship after somebody says that to you.
Right.
She had it her way, now she out of a Bentley. And then that was a bad part, right? That was horrible. But then the ad-lib, it was the ad-lib for me, like the skirt, get out, yeah. That part. Whew, she a good one. Did she get back with him after that? Because that's a little humiliating. That's more humiliating than you repoing the Bentley. You saying that in a song?
Yeah, like that's on wax. Like, that's there. Like, people can go back to that. Like, we just played it. Like, we're going to bring it up. So.
Yeah. But she did diss him on a song, too. But it didn't have the same effect.
Oh yeah. She did. She did diss him, too, on her Pretty Girl Summer playlist or something like that.
Yeah.
But people are speculating that they may have reconciled during the Hot 97 Summer Jam. Because, of course, Migos performed. And then, just so happens, Saweetie was in Manhattan. She was in New York, too. So.
Uh-oh.
Right.
All it takes is, you know, crossing paths once or twice. You know, you see them, you speak, they speak, you speak back, and it just goes on from there. The convo progresses. Oh, what y'all doing after this? Da-da-da-da. I already know how it went. I already know how it goes, Saweetie girl. You know, we're not judging you.
Right, but now, like, she's on some type of island. She's on vacation, but, of course, Quavo doesn't post a lot, so who's to say that he's with her right now? They meet up in New York to go on this vacay together. I don't know, but fans are speculating that they are back together. We're on the way to bat together.
Oh, now we did see a lot of people on Twitter, too, joking about the Jack Harlow video. Remember when he didn't necessarily try to holla at Saweetie at the BET Awards, but he low-key tried to holla and then say it wasn't a holla because, you know, he ain't want to look crazy on TV.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were joking about that, and they were bringing that up. And there was like this picture of Jack Harlow with red eyes looking like he just finished crying. And they said that was him after he found out the Quavo and Saweetie news. So I don't know. Jack might not have a chance no more.
Yeah, maybe not so. But a lot of fans are kind of disappointed in Saweetie if she is going back towards Quavo. Are you disappointed? Do you care? Do we care?
Why would I be disappointed that that girl is doing what she want to do? Like, that's not my... He didn't... Well, I mean, they did get into an altercation. So I was about to say, it's not like she getting abused or anything. But yeah, I don't know. That's her. That's her and her life. That's what she want to do.
That's their grown business.
I'm not disappointed in her. No. I'm actually proud of her. She got this McDonald's meal popping. Mm-hmm. She performing at all these different events, festivals. She got a lot going. She on vacation, clearly. What's to feel sorry for? She's fine.
Yeah, I hope she does good. I just hope it's not like a... Because we're hearing a lot about Saweetie. Have we heard a lot about the Migos right now? I just don't want it like him picking up on her success right now and her losing focus. I don't think she would, but you know how sometimes relationships and things get, you know, get back into that swing of things. But hopefully she stays on her icy path.
Nah, she's going to be good regardless. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about somebody else that is staying on their path despite all the odds, man. Megan Thee Stallion. So she was recently having some trouble with her original label, 1501 Certified Entertainment. And, you know, they haven't been on friendly terms ever since Megan brought Roc Nation in to manage her. It was all downhill from there. And Megan was basically claiming that 1501 was blocking the release of the upcoming Butter remix, which is a song she was about to put out with BTS. Now, BTS is huge. This is not a song that you're going to be cool with just not coming out. Yeah. You got a song with BTS, that's like the biggest K-pop band ever. So, of course, she's going to try to fight to get that out.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, no shade to like Maroon 5 or like Lizzo when Megan has crossed over into the pop kind of genre, but... BTS, Korean pop band, like, those fans are serious. Like, that's a big genre to get into.
Yeah, so in her petition against 1501, Megan was basically saying that if she's not allowed to release the new track this Friday that she's scheduled to do with BTS, her music career will suffer irreparable damage, including a devastating impact to her relationship with her fans and with other recording artists in the music industry. And this is from a legal document that was obtained by Variety magazine. So, yeah, they ain't playing, man.
Yeah, that's, I like how they put it, like, as a make or break moment in her career, like, in that statement. They said it so professionally, like, I would have just been like, I need to put this out. It's my song, this is BTS, but they knew how to break it down to where...
She got good lawyers.
Yeah, she do. She really do.
That good legal jargon. But no, that's not even an exaggeration, though. Like, a song with a K-pop band for Megan Thee Stallion, how just synonymous that is with her brand, or how well that goes with her brand, too, because she's into the anime thing. Like, it goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. It would expose her into an entire different continent that may not know about her yet. It's putting her on a completely different world stage as opposed to just a United States stage. So it really can be a make or break moment in her career. And I think it would do irreparable damage for her not to put that out.
Exactly. And the thing of like 1501 is just blocking that. And they've been having trouble like in their business relationship. It's like, why do you not want to see Megan do good? Like, what's the issue?
The issue is that they did not want Roc Nation to come in and manage her. And Roc Nation came in and managed her. That is where the relationship went south. That's why Carl Crawford does not mess with her anymore. She was also saying that the label wasn't doing anything for her. Carl Crawford was saying that was not true. That was not a fact. And they have just been butting heads ever since then. So, of course, if they don't rock with you, they don't want to see you prosper and do well, even if it's going to give them less money, because they're going to still make money off you regardless. You're signed to them. So whatever Megan does, even if they're completely hands off and they do no work, they still make money. So they're willing to not make money just to spite Megan Thee Stallion. That's just how it is. Somebody don't rock with you.
That's just too much for me. I'd be like, if I had a label, of course I understand it, but I'd just be like, you know what, Megan, do your own thing. Go with Roc Nation. Like, 1501 just got this hold on her, I guess, legally, but it's just too much. I'd be like, come on.
Yep, and they also said in the court documents, such irreparable injury to her personal goodwill and the silencing of her artistic expression and music cannot be compensated in the way of monetary damages. As such, Pete seeks emergency relief from this court. So they basically said, if they hold her back from this moment and she doesn't do the collaboration and it changes her career, they said they can't even compensate her monetarily on that. Like, the loss, you can't even compensate me for the loss that you're going to cause me. So that's why they needed this emergency hearing from the court to be able to let her release this song. So, yeah. That's a W for Megan.
A big W. Like I said, get you some good lawyers because they working.
You know them Rock Nation. You know they ain't gonna play. You know Rock Nation got her back now. You know Hov and B ain't gonna let her drown out here.
Right, exactly.
Even though B is technically not Rock Nation, but still, that's they all peoples.
Yeah.
But speaking of Rock Nation peoples, well, I guess Jay and Kanye are back cool now since Jay did the verse and everything.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kanye. So he has released a Donda stem player. Now, when I saw Kanye releases Donda, I was like, ain't no way. Ain't no way he released this album. So I hurried up and clicked on the link. And then it said Kanye releases Donda stem player. And I said, oh, makes sense. Kanye releasing something else besides the album. What's new?
You know he wasn't going to give it just like that. You know you got to make some more money, get some more merch going.
Of course.
So yeah, the stem player is basically a device that can have, you know, like the drums. It can have the drums, the bassline stem, melody, and vocals in this device. And for this one specifically, it's going to have the entire Donda album on it. So people can pre-order this. And it's about $200 though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it has the Donda on it. And then when you get it, you can basically break down the stems of the song and like remix it, remake other songs and beats and things like that from the things that's on the Donda album.
That's so cool. You can make the album you want to hear because we all know Kanye's going to change it another 5 to 10 times anyway. So You might as well change it to what you want. He's already changing it. You can change it too now. Why not? I like that. And I like that, like, with the stem player that you can hear the song in its entirety, like, the way that Kanye intended it. And then, like, it also lets you isolate all the other elements. So with the stems, if you just want to hear the drums, you could just hear the drums. If you just want to hear Kanye's vocals, you can just hear the vocals. You just want to hear the keys, whatever it is, like, it isolates each of the elements. So that is kind of cool, honestly. So it's kind of pricey, but it dropped yesterday and people were buying it up. So yeah, that's what we got. Closest thing to the album so far, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, like, since they put out this stem player as like a pre-order, that it is definitely going to drop on Friday, like they said at their listening party. But I still don't believe it, Asia. Like,
no,
you putting the stem thing out, you're doing these pre-orders, and you're acting like it's going to come out on Friday. I don't think it's going to be here.
It's called a pre-order for a reason.
Okay.
You ordered it ahead of time, meaning the album is not done yet and it's not loaded onto these stem players. It's not done.
Exactly.
It's not completed. You'll know when the album is complete when Drake drops his album. Like, that's the thing. We're sticking to that at this point. Like, this back and forth between Drake and Kanye has just been going on these past few weeks. Kanye is waiting for Drake, and no one can convince me otherwise.
Period.
Now, let's talk about some of the youngsters that don't have all of this going on right now. Lil Tecca is putting out We Love You Tecca 2, and he dropped a track list for it recently.
Yep, and the track list is pretty impressive. You got features on there. Well, there's 20 tracks on there. You got features with Gunna, Ian Dior, Trippie Redd, Chief Keef, Nav, and Lil Yachty.
I'm going to tell you now, I heard that song with Gunna, and it makes me want to listen to the rest of the album. That Gunna repeated, that one is making me want to listen to the full length of the album already. It may come as a shock to you, but I'm not a Lil Tecca stan, so wasn't too familiar with his catalog, but dove into the song with Gunna. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to listen to the rest of the project. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did hear that song. It came on my satellite radio a couple days ago, and I was like,
vibe. Okay.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
Since it's what you cook.
I'm in New York, where it be cold. Look at my neck, cause it's iced out. I'm in the field, we going up. Tell him to cut all the lights out. You want a problem, you better think about it, cause I come with a price now. I get a go, I do not think about it, I don't go with that hype style. Yeah, you want a problem, a little bitch, I ain't involved. Everything that we talk about still left unresolved. Baby, you was just the one playing, that's how I recall it. If I look through these Cartier.
Yeah. We can't play the whole thing, but you get the gist of it. You get the vibe of it from that, right?
Exactly. And then what's interesting to note is that with Lil Tecca's debut mixtape, which was, of course, We Love You Tecca, it had no features and it went platinum.
Uh-oh.
Right. So for the fact that this one does have features and good features that kind of fit his sound and things like that, they probably blend well together.
Right.
A lot of people are good that he made good feature choices and that now he does have features. He's working with other people.
That's dope, though. You solidify yourself first. Let people know, this is me. I'm doing this off my talent alone. And then you come back around and do the collaborative thing. That's a dope approach to it. And honestly, it would make somebody like me who's like a little more, not even skeptical on the lils, but like just less inclined to listen to that and more inclined to listen to Big Sean, J. Cole, all of them. Like, that's my crowd, my era. But it makes me more inclined to listen to it just based off of those choices that he made.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of good choices to make, Future has decided to take a break from his toxicity for a little while and do some charitable work, do some work for the cause out here. So he has decided that he's going to put on a benefit concert for Haiti. As you know, they suffered a devastating earthquake recently, and that happened on the 14th of this month. Yeah, it was pretty bad out there, man. Over 2,200 people dead. This thing was not a joke. You got over 300 people still unaccounted for. 50,000 people with their homes destroyed. 12,000 injuries. I don't know why earthquakes of this magnitude just keep hitting Haiti.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. I feel for everybody living down there.
Yeah, man. Prayers up, man. But Future with this concert, he's going to be doing it in Wynwood in Miami, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. It's a place called the Oasis Wynwood. So if you buy tickets for that, all of the proceeds are going to help out people in Haiti with those relief efforts.
That's dope. I'm surprised Future's the one doing it, but I mean, hey, whoever decides to put a benefit concert on to help Haiti and other places like that, I'm for it. So that's a good look.
Yeah, I'm not surprised Future's doing it, though. Like, Future rolls with a lot of Haitian people. He got a song called Lil Haiti. Mm-hmm. He allegedly used to trap in Lil Haiti. I don't know. I'm going off the music. I'm going off what he said in the music, okay? I'm just going off that, all right? Allegedly.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what you're supposed to do. Like, if you got people of that culture that you love, or even if you don't have people of that culture that you love and you just see what's going on and you want to help out, I like that he's taking that initiative to just do that unprovoked, unasked for, like, just sees what they're going through and decide to help out. So that's dope.
For sure. We
highlight his toxicity, so we're going to highlight good things that he's doing, too.
Even balance.
Balance, okay? That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. This 100,000 download podcast, might I add.
Okay.
Don't forget. Less than a year, 8 months in, 100,000 downloads. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know what'll help us get more downloads? If they subscribe to us on all platforms.
Okay.
Also, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.